Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, would you say you're a patient person?
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
I am very impatient with small things, but I can be very patient with big deals.
I bet you this one's a big deal for you. So 71% of Americans think they are, but do the stats back it up? A study looked at how long the average person can wait for various things before they start getting annoyed. Waiting on a server to take your order.
That would be a small thing that would bug me.
Okay, I thought that'd be a big thing.
I'd be good with big things. I just said that.
Oh, okay.
I don't do well with small things. Little things can annoy the crap out of me. Someone wrecks the car, I'm like, okay, we'll get over this. But if someone drops the car keys, I'm like, or if I drop the car keys trying to get in the house, it bugs the crap out of me.
So, waiting on a server to take your order.
Yeah. That's annoying.
How long? How long before it gets annoying to you?
I would probably wait probably an hour. I'm not going
to
say anything
to take
because
your
I'm
order?
Scared. See, I'm the complete opposite of you. I feel like the bigger things, like I'm like, oh my God, like it freaks me out. But then the smaller things, I'll be patient with it, I guess.
13 minutes. People are annoyed. 13 minutes.
I was thinking like 4 or 5
before they take your order.
Well, you're
like they've already sat you down.
All right.
And so now what are they doing to not come at least get my drink order?
There you go.
Well, I think it gives us time because a lot of times when I'm sitting with friends, we chat before we even look at the menu.
Yeah.
And then they walk up going, can I take your order? I'm like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't looked.
They'll say, are you ready? And I'm like, well.
Yeah, I always, we send them away twice one time.
Wow, man, I couldn't do that.
Well, we like hanging out together. So
well, I'm okay with hanging out, but I want some food.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why we're there is to get food. I'm hangry.
That's where the Mexican restaurants got it going. One for Tom because they at least bring out the chips and salsa for you.
Yeah. Get something in front of me I can munch on, I'll be all right.
So 13 minutes for the server to take your order before we get annoyed, waiting for your food to arrive.
Oh yeah. Like it's like you're just anxious for it to come.
How many minutes?
Half hour.
I'm saying 14 minutes.
17 minutes.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that you add up both of those. Mm-hmm. So you want to be eating and sitting down within 30 minutes time when you get in that restaurant.
I feel like if the food comes out quickly, it's prepared already and not fresh.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, it doesn't take that long to make a food. They've got everything back there to just do it real fast.
Yeah. All right. Waiting in line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Over half of us will switch to a different line if we see more than 3 people ahead of us when it comes to waiting.
Depends on what's in the cart.
Yeah, I will do.
I won't get behind one person if that cart's full.
Yeah, I'm a cart looker, or I'll look on the belt, whatever's going on there. Yeah.
I don't do any of that.
You know,
I've already resigned myself. I've been cursed by someone. No matter what lane, I can get in a lane with a person with one item, and they'll be like, oh, well, we're sorry. We need to check the price on that item. That's the last one in the country.
That's your gift.
We don't know what the price is. Hold on. Let us call the factory.
Okay.
That's funny.
All right. So how about for your food to be delivered to you? Like DoorDash. What's the other one, Tom, you guys use?
There's a ton. Grubhub. Yeah. There's a ton of them.
Postmates. Yeah.
How long before you get annoyed that your food's not there at your
house? An hour.
Oh, wow.
It takes a long time for that food to get there.
All right. Well, 29 minutes was what most people said. And I think that's because Domino's trained us early on. For so many years, they'd say, you know, 30 minutes or less or you get your free pizza.
That's the fine dining Domino's. I think that's what you're
talking about.
There you go, Domino's. Yeah.
Didn't they get sued for that 30 minutes because their drivers were wrecking and because driving recklessly?
Could be, but.
I mean, to be fair, I took noble cause, though. Trying to get pizza to you.
That's true. Okay. But you know, and a lot of times now you can even see it like when your packages get there, like we're six stops away. Did they do that? Because I've never done Grubhub or DoorDash. Did they say, hey, we're almost there?
Yeah, they do.
You can see the car driving. You see it driving down your street.
And do you get excited and start, you know, sweating and get all?
No, yes. But I go to the door.
I'm like a Pavlov's dog. I just start salivating and like drooling everywhere. I'm like, hurry up and get here. Okay. I'm starving.
And then waiting behind someone at a stop sign.
I mean, a few seconds. How long do they need to stop?
A third of us are laying on the horn within 10 seconds.
Okay, that's a little short.
Yeah.
10 seconds is a little bit aggressive. Like, come on, let's go.
Well, I mean, is anyone coming the other way? If not,
yeah, 10 seconds feel like a long time then.
And it's a four-way stop, then. They better learn how to, people need to learn how to do a four-way stop.
Well, yeah. Someone gave me a look the other day, because we got a four-way stop right beside my house. So I go through it every day. And it was like he was mad because I went first. And I think I was there first at the stop sign.
If I see I'm going to get there the same time someone else does, I will slow down and just let them get there first so they know they can go ahead and go.
Well, then you got the people that wave you on.
I do that too sometimes.
Doing the Lord's work. Look at you, Cato, being so sweet.
Every little bit helps.
It really does.
Well, 47% of people say they are willing to pay more for faster delivery when shopping online.
Oh, I do.
So
for sure.
When it comes to your packages getting to your house, you want to make sure that gets there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon's tricked us all because it's not 2 days, for some of those things.
Most of mine are.
I feel like Amazon has trained us to expect our packages super early.
Yep.
So then we expect all businesses to cater to us.
Because I get a lot of my Amazon stuff in one day.
Yeah.
If it's in a local warehouse, they get it. Like, I don't know how they do what they do.
I ordered a shirt on there last week. I don't remember which day. And it was going to be delivered to tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it came Monday.
Sometimes I'm just thinking about getting an order and it comes the day before I even think about it. I'm like, thank you, Amazon.
That's good.
How does that happen?
You'll pay extra for that.
Amazon ESP is what that is. But with all this waiting that we have to do, especially with you folks driving, we need to actually focus on that. And this is Babble for Cars.
Welcome to Babble for Car Horns, teaching you the universal language of driving. Lesson 1. The soft two-touch. The light's been green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No, that honk means you pulled right out in front of me and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babble for Car Horns.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Today is Happy National Wait Staff Day for waiters and waitresses.
Yeah.
And apparently, we maybe shouldn't be tipping them as much as we are.
What do you mean by that?
They've been up to some naughty stuff.
Okay.
They actually did a survey with all of these waiters and waitresses, and they asked them some questions about how they handle our food. And they asked them, first of all, have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate?
Well, yeah.
32%. One out of three people said yes.
It's a French fry.
I've worked in a restaurant. I never bring in dishes back to the back. I never, ever.
It's just a little cheesy macaroni noodle. You
know, you're assuming that they ate it from the plate after you finished with it and not on the way out.
I was thinking on the way out.
Yeah, grab a French fry.
I was thinking after they ate.
I was too.
I think they ask about that later. Gross.
Well, why would you? Well, yeah, I guess because they don't take it. Okay.
Those French fries look really good when they're fresh.
I mean, how many times you work in a French fry station and you're like just handing, you know, you put the little fries right there for them to pick up. And you're like, okay, I'll take two of those.
Well, some of them fall.
It's a French fry tax.
All right. They asked them if they had ever dated with the cook. One out of four of the waiters or wait staff said yes. So that's good news if you're a cook.
Okay.
You got some good odds on dating the waiters or waitresses.
That's how I met my husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Kato, did you do something like that?
Me?
Yeah.
As a hostess.
Hostess, okay.
Okay, is it a cook or a chef? There is a difference.
It depends on the restaurant.
I guess so. There is a difference. But listen, just go back there and cook me some food.
Okay, please. But really, that's how you and Adam met?
Yeah. Okay. We worked in the same restaurant.
What was it?
It was in Virginia Beach. So it was like a... like an upscale diner.
Fancy.
So he was a chef.
I was saying diner and chef go together.
And I have worked in restaurants where the wait staff dated the management.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that happens in all kinds of businesses.
The married management.
Well, it's tight quarters and you're trying to get the orders right. And you know what? You're already yelling at each other. So that makes for a great relationship. I have a number two. Hold the lettuce.
Have you ever come into work sick or hungover?
Yes.
81% have done that.
Yeah.
Hungover, I get. Sick is not as good for your waitress. You don't want them to be sick.
But I feel like we are so conditioned to come in, and if you don't come in, you're going to get in trouble. But if you're really sick, but you're getting punished for it. We're like, all right, well, I guess I'm getting everybody else sick too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kato, now we're talking about eating or drinking after someone.
Okay.
Have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage?
Oh.
6% said yes.
Wow.
What?
I thought that'd be higher.
They're probably alcoholics. If you're
crazy.
At that point, you're like, you're just getting the alcohol hub.
Well,
you
wait, how much did they leave? I'm like, it could even be a drink. You know, that's a whole Pepsi right there.
Pepsi.
I said alcoholic beverages. I don't know where you buy your Pepsi.
I know. I'm just saying for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's where you get your.
Well, the alcohol is killing all the germs anyway, right?
There you go. Way to logic that out.
That don't kill the backwash.
I'm with you on that one, Kato. No thanks.
I mean, but is nobody scared of getting any kind of communicable diseases?
You know, hepatitis maybe.
You know?
That's not real good.
Uh-uh.
All right. Have you ever given someone free food or free drink because you thought they were cute?
Well, yeah.
One out of three waiters or waitresses have done that. It never happened to me.
Yeah, I'll tip more, too, if I get something free.
Well, of course you will.
Yeah.
But that waiter or waitress, they say, like, hey, here's a free. You know what? I bought you an appetizer. You girls enjoy it. I could see that would work, maybe.
Well, don't assume that because you get something free that they are flirting with you, though.
Why else would they do it?
I went into Eastside Grill and I just happened to walk in, spent a while back, and Hope at the bar, she said, hey, we made an order of this. I forgot what it was. That was a mistake. Do you want it?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Well, that's different than saying, hey, I brought you these free appetizers.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They've done that at Starbucks for me. It's like the person didn't like, it's like, do you want one of these cappuccino, frappa, wana, lana, whatever? And you're like, okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Take that.
It's going to go to waste.
But I feel like if I do get something for free, I automatically call it a hot girl discount, no matter how ugly I'm looking. But it just makes me feel better. Like, okay. Oh, they gave me the hot girl discount. Cool. Perfect.
Don't you think hot girl discounts come with the expectation that they want to, like, have some kind of time with you or?
No. Not at all. It's just free for the taking.
Wow.
Here you go, take it. I'm like, oh, all right.
You're doing it wrong.
Okay. I never got that discount before. Have you ever snuck off to the bathroom just to get a break? Didn't need to go to the bathroom. 88%, almost 90% of them said yes, they've done that.
That's the one thing that your boss can't say. Like, you know, I got to go to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom. Yeah. I do it at home, too.
Here's the one that made me think maybe we shouldn't be tipping so well. Have you ever retaliated against a rude customer in some way? Didn't say how, but believe it or not, half of the servers, 50% of them have retaliated against a rude customer. So they may have spit in a drink. They may have you know, dirtied their fingers and stirred it around in there.
Well, you see the videos where they're just like punching them in the face. Like, you know, they're going at it. Have you not seen those?
That's customers no. because their order's wrong.
Well, I know.
It's Tom.
Okay.
But if you ever want to know, watch the movie Waiting.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds. That woman in there is very rude, and they get a lot of revenge on her. She was a very picky person.
Okay.
So be nice to your server.
Well, I'm just saying that, yeah, they may be up to no good. And if you are rude, you definitely got a 50-50 chance that something was done to your food.
Yep.
That's not fun. Good luck.
Real American heroes. Today, we salute you, hungover but on-time worker.
Hungover but on-time worker.
Your eyes are red, your head is pounding, and your shirt is buttoned wrong. But by gosh, you're walking into the office exactly at 9 a.m. like a hangover champion.
You might still be a little buzzed.
You even brought ibuprofen.
Wash it down with some coffee, yeah.
So the next time you see a coworker dragging their feet, smelling like a dive bar, but surprisingly punctual, don't judge, just give them some Pedialyte. They're the hungover but on-time worker.
A real American hero.
Most people don't even make it on time when they're sober.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, our group therapy this week is one that you can participate in. Have you ever seen your neighbor do or say any weird stuff? You got the weirdest neighborhood. Let's see who can win the competition this morning.
Another competition. I love it.
Because a lot of people say they don't even know their neighbor's name.
They say one out of four neighbors is a weird neighbor, and I don't think any of my neighbors are weird.
Oh, well.
That's good, though. That's
great. Oh, wait a second.
That means you probably are the weird neighbor.
You are the weird one.
Never mind. No, I have a weird neighbor, but I can't really call them out on the radio because...
Oh, they listen.
I mean, they likely could.
All you had to do was say, when I lived in Florida.
Oh, Well, when I lived in Florida, there was this neighbor, and they did some strange repairs to their house. Like, just really surprising. Like, they didn't fit in with the rest of the house. And it was, I feel uncomfortable about this. Because I'm thinking they might not believe I was really talking about someone in Florida.
Well, not now.
I don't
know neighbors. I know the couple, Joe and Deborah, that live next door. They were there when I moved
in.
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're a retired couple. Their kids I watched grow up because I've been there for a while. But other than that, I don't know any of my neighbors. Had a new guy move in a few weeks ago. Still hadn't even seen him.
So whenever I was younger, we lived in an apartment complex, and we were on the bottom floor, and it was the funniest thing ever because the people above us had like 10 kids, and they were all country bumpkins. But they would come downstairs, and they would lean on our banister, like from outside, and watch our TV.
Oh, gosh.
We would be sitting there and watching TV, and then all of a sudden we'd look, and there'd be like four of the kids outside just lined up. Over the banister, watching TV.
That's great.
What were y'all watching?
I was watching the Titanic. I remember that. I was watching Titanic, and I look out, and I see all these kids.
That's a lot of responsibility, because you're like, we can't change the channel.
And, I know.
We got to pick something good for the kids.
Then the part that, like, where Jack's drawn her, like, one of his French girls.
Oh, no.
And like, then I was like,
kids.
Oh, my God.
Don't look.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have blinds?
Well, I mean, it was like, but then you're like rude, like, sorry, fellas, and then just like turn it this way.
That's okay. My grandmother, whenever I went to see King Kong when I was little, whenever he pulled her top off, she put her hands over my eyes. I was like trying to peek through them.
Yeah. Well, this is an older neighborhood, but I had a lady and she had a dog named Mr. Bigsby. All right.
Bigsby.
But she would want me to have conversations with Mr. Bigsby.
Well, like, why didn't you?
Because I didn't. It was weird. Well, she's like, hey, Mr. Hawk, Mr. Bigsby says hello this morning. And I'm like, I would say, well, hi, Mr. Bigsby.
The dog?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Mr. Bigsby? I love you so much.
Come here and give me some love. And
okay.
Yeah, you don't talk to your dog?
I do. No, I do talk to him, but it's like she would want me to have a full-on conversation. Mr. Bigsby's going to the veterinarian today. You want to talk to him about that, Mr. Hawk? And I'm like, no, I don't, but, you know.
Will you come on over to me and be like, come here, Mr. Bigsby. I hope your vet appointment goes okay.
Okay, well, maybe you guys are the weird neighbors.
I am, for sure.
I did have a neighbor in the past in a place I lived. He left his Christmas tree up year-round for like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
It was a real tree. I'm like, this is a fire hazard. Oh. I'd go over, and you had to walk lightly because if you stomped, all the needles started falling.
That's funny.
He still had decorations on it.
I love it.
He didn't turn the lights on. I'm glad.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we're getting calls. 1-800-386-0937. What's your weird neighbor story?
So we live on a cul-de-sac, and we do these, like, monthly kind of get-together. There's a guy, a neighbor of ours, who comes. He always brings his guitar, and he writes his own music, and his songs are awesome. And basically, I look around at people, and they just, their eyes are rolling.
Do the other neighbors gossip about him?
Everyone agrees, yes. We have talked about on the side that, like, this guy is a terrible musician. So all the wives got together and, you know, tried to get their husbands to, like, just kind of have, like, a bro conversation with him. And nobody will do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that husband.
You need Simon Cowell there to say, dreadful. You're dreadful.
Yeah. Y'all should do like a block party, like Voice or, whatever your neighborhood name is, Idol. You know, vote him off or whatever.
Or have a DJ.
Yeah, there you go.
Just hire a DJ.
I think DJ might be a better way to go because I don't think anyone has the nerve to vote him off.
That's funny. That's awkward.
You do have to crank up the music before he walks over.
Yeah.
But you know what? We also had a guy like in college that would always bring a guitar and do stuff. But he could sing kind of well and the girls like that. Is he single by any chance?
No, he's got the wife. Yeah. She loves his music.
Oh, she sits in front of him and watches him sing.
That's my husband.
Anybody? Hey, stand back, y'all. He ain't doing autographs right now.
No, she's like, she drank the Kool-Aid.
All right. Oh, well, that's a good weird neighbor story. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right, today we're talking about weirdest thing you have seen your neighbor do. What's your story?
So the lady across the street, my family and I can't stop making fun of her. She vacuumed her driveway.
She used a vacuum cleaner to clean her driveway off? That's actually genius.
Yeah, you know what's wrong with that? Because people probably make fun of me. I have a vacuum cleaner hose that hooks up to my vacuum system at my house. I vacuum out my garage all the time. I had the kids came over, had jail gun wars, and so I was vacuuming my yard because all the little jail pieces were in my backyard.
If you live near Hawk, you'll make fun of him.
Yeah.
Wait, does it pick up leaves? Because I need to rake, and I don't have a leaf blower.
Yeah. All right, that's a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we love you. B93.7, hello.
I live on a golf course, which is great.
Okay.
Love that. But my neighbor that lives to the right of me, if I'm like walking out my back door, we sometimes catch him at night in our yard with like a headlamp on looking around for golf balls.
So he's searching for lost golf balls in your yard?
Yeah, yeah. And we give a bonus point if he's staggering or just in his underwear.
Honestly, he's been in his underwear in your backyard looking for golf balls?
With a headlamp on.
Oh, dude, we got a whole point system of different things he's done. What type of accessories he has with him? What type of flashlight? Because that changes, too. Sometimes it's a bag light, sometimes it's a headlamp.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is definitely weird.
Well, I know I pee in my backyard sometimes.
Okay, that's weird, too.
Yeah.
Do you have a headlamp on?
Y'all ain't right.
That's a weird story, man. Goodness. But bonus points for you just for living on a golf course. That's fancy.
Yeah, watch out. Pox place through. You'll break a window.
I have hit a window before at a golf course. So we love you. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
All right, what's your weird neighbor story? You can call us today, 1-800-386-0937 for a group therapy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Group therapy today, we're looking for weird neighbors. Tom said like 1 in 4, I guess, neighbors that you have, one of them's weird. What is it?
Yeah, one out of four neighbors is kind of strange or doesn't fit into the norm.
And if you don't have one of those, it could be you.
Well, we found out you're one of the weird ones.
Okay, so we've had a call, guys roaming around in a neighbor's yard in his underwear looking for golf balls because he lives on a golf course. Lady's vacuuming her driveway.
You didn't tell enough of that story. Okay. The guy wears a headlamp.
Yes.
He's got his underwear and a headlamp, and he's looking for used golf balls.
Yes, yes. So 1-800-386-0937. What's your weird neighbor story this morning?
My neighbors. Okay, so I have to say the husband is so wonderful because he lets his wife put whatever she wants in the yard. She loves flamingos. She loves them so much that there is a 7-foot-tall light up flamingo in the yard.
Okay.
Wow.
All the other flamingos.
There's more flamingos?
Oh, it's a flock. But this is their granddaddy king.
You know what? I always said, if I hit the lottery, I want to put live flamingos in my front yard.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. And then on Christmas time, there's more.
Oh,
there's like this little line of flamingos, like these little lights, but they're in a chain like Rudolph and his friends. And there's one wearing a beard like Santa Claus.
Oh, my gosh. Are your neighbors okay with this?
She loves it. She's got them in the backyard, too, where no one else can see, but I can see because they're right next door.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, you know what? That doesn't seem so weird.
It does, too.
No, not really.
It really does. A 7-foot-tall flamingo.
Okay, that one's weird, but, like, you know, you've seen people with plastic flamingos in the yard. You know what? I pass houses that have the fake deer in there.
Yeah,
they're
two
like,
of them.
You go to, how about the concrete places where you drive by them and they have, like, Bigfoots? That you can buy concrete Bigfoots.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. They're all over the place. I think it's on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Maybe it was a mother-in-law in a front yard. I don't know. Okay. Well, that's fun. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, sure.
So we're talking about weirdest thing your neighbor does this morning. What's your story?
Hey, so my neighbor, every morning, and I believe, I think my neighbor does this all the time, to be honest. Every time I go out in the patio, I always smell what my neighbor's smoking up.
And he's pretty much smoking some weed in the patio, and it reeks and it smells the entire neighborhood.
Wow, and that must be good stuff.
I find it so weird because, you know, we have a sheriff that lives in our neighborhood, literally like a few houses down.
Oh, okay.
And, wow.
And he has no shame just smoking there.
I'm going to need to get your address.
That is quite bold.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, we had a neighbor next door to us, and they were growing the biggest marijuana plant ever seen.
Oh, time out. Now, it wasn't like in the front yard.
No, it was in the backyard.
Where you have your bushes. You know, there's a big pot plant right
next to the mailbox.
Yeah. Christmas time, you put lights around.
It was crazy, though, because my dad had a little garden in the backyard, and you could look over. This guy had a wooden fence that was not that tall, and you could see this. And they would come out, I guess, just pluck leaves off of it or something. I don't know how they did that.
It's like you're a marijuana farmer, and you got the big combine out there. You know, you got your tractor out there harvesting and giggling halfway through the workday.
And then you go in to eat and don't come back out.
All right. Well, man, that's a bold one right there. Oh, thanks for sharing your story this morning.
No problem, guys. No problem.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You can buy or sell almost anything on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
My wife came in yesterday afternoon. She's like, hey, I got to run get something that I'm buying from Facebook Marketplace because my son is about to be a senior in high school. He's going to be going off to college soon. So she's already trying to get his dorm outfitted. And she says they've got this twin XL size mattress cover that has like the cool gel covering on it. Yeah. And it's like, it's normally $300 and something, and this lady's got it for $140. And so she comes back. This lady not only gave her the mattress cover, but UGG brand, wow. like, what is that called? The
blanket comforter thing.
Yeah.
The shams for the pillows and the sheets and everything.
Now,
all this extra stuff thrown in.
Is UGG, is that the same brand as the boot?
That's exactly right.
Okay. So is it as ugly as the boot?
No, there's just it looks nice. She said it was like a mansion when she walked in. You know, they were like, apparently their son had been in the dorm as a freshman, and now he was moving to an apartment where they had queen-size beds, and he didn't need this anymore.
How often do people buy used mattresses?
Well, this is a mattress cover, so it's just that little, it's like a 3-inch topper that has the gel so that it keeps it cool.
On that. I told you, my brother, he went on that and bought a mattress.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I saw a video that says it's crazy how no one will buy a used mattress, but we'll stay in a hotel every night.
I know.
Of the week.
I know. Yeah. But and that blew me away because it says, how do they word it? Like barely used?
This thing looks brand new.
Yeah. Like new.
Yeah, it wasn't like new. I'm like, what are you thinking buying a mattress off a stranger?
I don't see the problem if it looks good.
If it looks good, but then you got to think about it. Okay, it's a teenage boy that was in college for the first
year.
Oh,
gosh, thank you. I didn't think about that.
So that is...
It doesn't have any stains on it.
That's good.
It looks brand new to me.
I know someone in the past that bought a used couch from someone that had roach eggs inside of it when they bought it. And the roach eggs hatched after they got it home.
Okay. Well, this is a 3-inch mattress cover. There's nothing in it. There's no eggs or critters in it. It looks nice. But I will say this. That's not even close to the strangest thing you can buy online. Because in New York, upstate New York, there is a listing on Facebook Marketplace. For $1,000, you can have upfront placement at the cemetery there.
Oh.
They're selling two grave sites near the front of Throopsville Cemetery near the tree. They cost $750 a piece if you go through the graveyard, but they're only $500 a piece because this person doesn't need them anymore. Apparently, they've changed where they want to be buried or something. So you're saving $500 off the two of them, and they're upfront. Yeah. So not only will this be up front, it's the discount of the afterlife.
Speaking of places to sleep.
There you go.
I guess I always thought a plot cost like $10,000,
$8,000. Gosh, that sounds high to me.
I really did.
I mean, you can almost get a real place for that.
Well, sometimes you do research and your great-grandfather bought like a whole line of them. Uh-huh. Like my grandpa bought a whole line of them. So yeah, I know where I'm going to be buried because it's going to be free.
Some of my family are all put. It's close to each other.
It's like BOGO.
I mean, put me wherever. I'm going to be dead. I don't care.
Bury one person, get the other one buried for free.
There you go.
I don't want to be cremated, though.
No?
That's preferably not. I mean, if my kids really wanted to do that and take me around with them, but I'm afraid I'll end up at some garage sale.
Just save that for the afterlife for you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm hoping for
is
that they will take me to a taxidermist.
Oh, yeah, perfect, yes.
And that way I can still go do remote broadcasts. You guys can still have me here in the studio every morning.
I'm not gonna work with you after you're gone.
Really? I think I'd be more easy to get along with.
That's true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, our theme this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show is makeup. Apparently, we had Megan Eby. She's in for Tori while Tori's on maternity leave, and she's a makeup artist. She goes all around the world, put makeup on us, and we actually tabulated the votes for beauty pageant that I guess we had.
Is that what that's called?
Beauty.
Okay.
Maybe
it's just
not
a pageant.
Okay. But we will reveal that information and tell you who won coming up a little bit later on the show. I will say, with all the makeup that you put on us this week, the one part I hate is taking makeup off.
Mine's not all off.
Yeah, like I've scrubbed and done everything I know to do to get makeup off my raccoon eyes.
Listen, your Dial soap does not take makeup off. I can tell you that right
now. I tell you.
It's ivory. Thank you, miss.
But that leads me to this world news story. There's a clip of a young woman removing makeup overseas in the airport, and it's gone viral. The clip shows the traveler, she's using those little wet wipes like you gave us, to clear her face because she didn't look like her photo on her ID and passport.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the lady said, hey, you need to wipe off everything until you look like your passport photo. Like, I'm like, when you put on makeup, does it change your look that much?
I mean, apparently, because I was coming home from L.A., and I have clear, so when you go up, they they scan your eyes and your picture pops up.
Yeah. Well,
I was not wearing makeup at the time and I was tired because I'd been traveling a lot. It was a very quick trip to LA and the guy made me scan again and I was like, oh, what happened? And he stood back and he goes, wow, that really is you. The rage I felt for this man.
Yeah, what a jerk.
I could have choked him out. I looked at him and I was like, excuse me, what did you say? Which I'm not that type of person. But I was like, don't ever say that again.
Okay, it's ridiculous that those machines, your phone can tell who you are under amazing circumstances. Yeah. And they can't tell at the most important security checkpoint there is whether that's you because of makeup.
I don't know, but I certainly wouldn't argue with customs because you might be not allowed back in the country.
Oh, listen, I didn't care at that point. The rage that I felt for that boy, I was like, listen here, sir. Son, okay, let me tell you something.
But you got to admit, like, you can't put on some makeup and it changes your total looks with the, you know, smoky eyes and the big, you know, whatever. Yeah.
My daughter, whenever she came home from school yesterday, it cracked me up because she goes, wait, did you put a filter on them? What, can I show her the picture? She saw the photo online on Facebook. And I was like, no, it's just makeup because makeup can make a huge difference. It really can.
Well, so can filters, just to let you know.
Maybe for women's passport and driver's license, you should have with makeup, without makeup.
You are tripping, sir.
That's funny.
Well, that's just in case you get pulled over and, you know, you're just running out to the convenience store and you don't put makeup on.
Absolutely not. Listen, this is a photo that you're going to have and everybody is going to see when you travel. You got to look your best.
Oh, when I lost weight, I went straight to the DMV and said, redo my license. I lost them.
I like it, though. It's like with makeup and without makeup. Yeah. It's like a before and after on those, the weight loss programs.
Yeah.
But that would be kind of interesting on your driver's license because, you know, sometimes you are late for work. You don't have time to put the makeup on. The officer pulls you over because you're late for work and you can't put your makeup. And he's like, let me see your driver's license. Ooh, is that you?
Like, man, this is your younger sister.
Because there was a video going around a while back. I don't know if you ever saw it. And it was a woman with hardly any teeth. She looked like she was 70.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she does a complete makeup with makeup and, I guess, teeth.
I've seen the videos, yes.
And she looks totally different.
She looks attractive.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she takes off.
Could you imagine waking
oh, my goodness.
Marrying her and then, like, realizing?
Yeah. So that's how I started with my characters. I would do my makeup crazy, like common mistakes that people do. And it really does change, like, how you look. And depending on what you do.
But I'm with Tom on this. They need to get better equipment and technology. Yeah. If you have your makeup on and it changes your look that much and that machine cannot recognize you.
Well, those machines are supposed to use things like how far apart your pupils are, the structure of your bones. It's not supposed to use stuff like makeup to determine who you are.
Well, it's the eye, so. Yeah, that's what I don't get.
I think he was just being a butthead and really just needed me to know that I don't look like my photo.
You really? You said, I'm not that kind of person, but yes, you are. Well, this is really affecting you.
I was that day.
Yeah. I don't blame you. That guy sounds like he was just being rude.
Yeah,
because if you can't have somebody else's pupil.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but like if you're that shocked, sometimes you can't hide that. It's like, oh, that is you. Like,
yeah.
Well, keep your... whatever, your expressions to yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that would have a hard time hiding. We all know better than to talk to women about their weight and other things. So you don't sit there and look at her and go, oh, yeah, you don't have makeup on. You sure are ugly without it on.
I had a teacher in the past when I was in school, and she was huge. And I was working at a restaurant, and she came in. This was years later after I graduated. And this was like a middle school teacher. Yeah. And I didn't recognize her. She goes, hey, you remember me? I'm Mrs. So-and-so. I said, oh, my God. Because she was thin. And I'm like, I think she saw that shock on my face. But yeah.
Well, but that's a good
one. That's exactly. At least it's not the other way around. She didn't come in and she'd gained 300 pounds. And you're like, oh, my God.
You're a porker now.
I see your point.
Yeah. So you were kind of complimenting her.
I don't know why she said, hey, she did not like me.
She would probably want you to say something about her weight.
Or she was like, I'll show him. I lost that weight. I look good now.
Daggone right.
It could be that. You know, maybe she's a cougar. You know?
Rare.
Maybe.
Hey, you want an A? Fuck her up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.